Matthias agreed with Basil's shrewd observations.
You're right, of course. That suggests two things. Either we're walking into a trap, or it's just a ruse to lure us away from the real trail that the fox and his band have taken.
Just then, Jess Squiddle tumbled down from a sycamore. She was holding a paw to her mouth for silence.
Shh! I was climbing a few trees to get my bearings, and guess what? I've spotted the cart up ahead.
Where?
Matthias asked.
About half a short march away on the bank of a stream. There doesn't seem to be any beast with it, though. No sign of our young'uns.
Matthias drew his sword.
Let's go carefully. They may be somewhere about, so keep low. Jess, you lead the way.
Silently as rain mist, the three slid through the trees and bushes, their senses alert, ready to spring into action at the turn of a leaf. Matthias grasped the great sword of Redwall tight in both paws, holding it upright. He peered across its double-edged blade, hoping fervently for a single glimpse of Slagard, the masked fox. Crouching low, they skirted a small grove of evergreens, the falling rain covering any slight paw noise that was made. Jess quietly blew raindrops from her whiskers as she beckoned them to stop.
See, over there, to the left of the rowan tree.
Sure enough, there stood the cart, its gaily painted wheels and sideboards spattered with mud and scratched by branches. Over the top, they could see the coloured canvas lying heaped upon the cart bed.
Waiting orders, sir. What do we do now, old scout?
Basil murmured. Matthias weighed up the situation.
Well, we've got it covered from this side, and the stream's at its back. Let's just lie here a moment and keep our eyes open for any signs of life.
Signs of life? Say no more, old warrior chops. That belly canvas on the old cart is moving.
There was a muted growling noise from the cart bed as the canvas twitched and bulged. Matthias issued orders.
Jess, you take the right. Basil, the left. I'll go in front and centre. Careful now. If it is anything dangerous, then be sure to give me room for a good sword stroke. Come on.
The warrior mouse gave Basil and Jess a moment to slip off and take up their positions. Then he stood upright and walked silently to the cart, sword held at the ready. Basil and Jess arrived at opposite ends of the cart at the same time as Matthias arrived in front of it, taking up a stance with the deadly blade held ready for a thrust and slash. The warrior mouse nodded to his companions. Simultaneously, Basil and Jess grabbed opposite ends of the canvas and swept it off with one sudden heave. Matthias bounded onto the cart with a mighty leap, swinging the sword and roaring,
Redwall!
At the last moment, Matthias swung the sword away. It struck the iron seat bar, sending sparks showering as a fat little otter lay in the cart with his bottom in the air and his head covered by both paws.
Strike me, Rudder, I didn't steal your rotten old cart. I only wanted to play on it. Shiver me, mass, so I ain't messed it up or broke nothing on me affidavit, I haven't!
He shouted in a continuous babble. Having said his piece, the otter bounded over the side of the cart towards the river, but Jess leapt with him and caught him by the scruff of his neck. The sword had sprung from Matthias's smarting paws upon impact with the metal and stood quivering in the earth, a hair's breadth away from Basil's injured paw. Matthias jammed his paws into his mouth, sucking furiously. He did a small dance as vibrating pain lanced through them. Jess shook the fat little otter soundly.
Be still, you little wretch, or I'll run you up a tall oak and drop you off the top.
Basil sniffed disdainfully, stepped around the sword and confronted the captive.
A little water pirate, eh? Right, laddie, name, rank and number. Quick as you like now and no fibs. What are you doing in that cart? Where's your slaver band got to? What have you done with our young'uns? Speak up, you blinking rapscallion!
The small otter reached behind him and tickled Jess suddenly. She let go of him with a whoop. He looked at Matthias and nodded towards Basil.
Stow me oars! He's a funny rabbit, that, and talks nice, though.
Matthias and Jess burst out laughing at the creature's impudence. Basil stalked off toward the stream, muttering to himself in a huff.
Funny rabbit, indeed. No manners at all, these water wallopers. Shouldn't be surprised if his mother's tattooed and chews shrimp a lot.
Matthias sat down in a dry spot under the cart and beckoned to the otter.
Come here, young'un. Come and talk to me. I've got a son about your age. Come on, you've no need to be frightened.
The little fat otter laughed. He flung himself under the cart and kicked at the axles and wheel spokes.
This is better than playing on top of the cart,
he giggled.
My name's Cheek. What's yours?
Matthias of Redwall. What are you here, Cheek?
Oh, just playing and sporting. I like playing and sporting. Do you?
I did when I was your age. Tell me, were there any other creatures with this cart when you first saw it?
Stow me oars, I'll say there was. Two wicked old weasels. They call themselves Deadnose and Fingal. I stowed myself in the bushes and watched them, so I did.
Basil and Jess came to join Matthias when they heard this. Cheek looked from the squirrel to the hare.
What's your names, you two?
He asked.
Cheek's the right name for you, Miledo.
Basil snorted.
You tell us what those two weasels were saying.
Cheek giggled again.
Tell you nothing till you tell me your names.
Matthias nudged Basil.
Tell him your name and let him get on with his information.
What? Oh, righto. Allow me to introduce myself, young Cheek. I'm Basil Staghare, veteran scout and retired foot fighter, don't you know?
Cheek giggled yet again. He was an inveterate giggler.
Barrel stick chair? Silly name. Who's the mouse with the brush on her tail?
Basil went a peculiar shade of red around his ears and cheeks. He was about to give Cheek a piece of his mind when Jess interrupted.
My name is Jess Squirrel. How do you do?
Cheek rattled a twig around the wheel spokes.
I'm fine, Jeff. How are you?
Jess was about to grab the young otter and teach him some manners when Matthias gave her a wink and signalled his haversack.
I'm about ready for a late lunch. What do you say to a vegetable pasty and a drop of cider, Jess?
Jess opened her pack.
I think I'll have a bilberry muffin and some cheese.